Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 6th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro. Leading off today, Apple has hired former Google Distinguished Scientist Samio Bingio, according to a new report from Reuters. Bingio led Google's Artificial Intelligence Ethics Group up until last month, when he departed amid a very public and broader shakeup of the team. Bingio is expected to lead a new AI research unit at Apple under John Gianandrea, Senior Vice President of Machine Learning and AI Strategy. The backstory to Bingio's departure from Google was detailed in a report from Bloomberg last month. Bingio had managed hundreds of researchers in the Google Brain team, but his role was reduced following a reorganization. Ultimately, Bingio departed Google in solidarity after two of his coworkers were controversially fired. At Apple, Bingio will work closely with John Gianandrea, who reports directly to Apple CEO Tim Cook. Gianandrea joined Apple after more than 15 years at Google, where he served as the company's chief of search and artificial intelligence, and led the push to bring AI to Google's entire suite of products. The hiring of Bingio is Apple's latest attempt to bolster its AI team. The company is still playing catch-up to companies like Google and Amazon in many areas, but we expect to see quite a dramatic improvement going forward. In other news today, following a couple of reports that Apple was planning this expansion, Apple is now officially notifying developers that they can sign up for their app to be advertised on the main page of the App Store's search tab. After testing the program with select partners throughout the iOS 14.5 beta period, Apple is now opening the program to all developers and inviting them to, quote, be seen before they search, end quote. In the past, developers have been able to pay to appear at the top result for App Store searches, but this new ad campaign type allows apps to appear as the top promoted result in the prominent suggested section of the search tab. This appears before the user actually types anything into the search box. Ads appear at the top of the suggested section and are delineated by a blue background to indicate the developer has paid for the placement. This is an incredibly prominent spot in the App Store, and it comes as Apple continues to look to diversify its App Store revenue. Competing ad networks have argued that Apple is unfairly wielding its dominant position as platform owner to give its ad network an edge. For example, users are automatically opted in to sharing their demographics and usage data with the Apple ad network. And it comes as Apple faces backlash for the introduction of app tracking transparency, a policy that means other developers must get explicit permission if they want to share user data with third parties and ad networks. But because Apple does not use its data to track users across other apps and services, its advertising efforts in the App Store do not fall under this policy. We're still waiting to see the broader impact of app tracking transparency, but in the meantime, Apple is clearly working to improve its own services segment with additional ad revenue. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and crypto ticker and portfolio application for the iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. Hit the link in the show notes to get 1 month of premium for free with code 9to5Mac. CryptoPro is a fully native cryptocurrency tracking application with market prices, news, and price alerts. There is no better way to stay on top of the cryptocurrency industry, with support for platform features such as widgets, Apple Watch complications, Siri, and iCloud Sync. There's also Face ID, Touch ID, and Apple Keychain support to protect all of your sensitive information. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can get a free month of CryptoPro Premium, which unlocks real-time prices, portfolio syncing from exchanges and wallets, advanced charts, and curated market updates. Simply hit the link in the show notes and use code 9to5Mac at checkout to get your free month of CryptoPro Premium and help support 9to5Mac daily. Rounding out today, a new report from the Washington Post says that stalking with an AirTag is, quote, frighteningly easy, thanks to a number of weaknesses in Apple's privacy protections. The report reveals several different ways that an abusive partner could circumvent the measures that Apple takes to alert stalking victims. When AirTag was first announced, Apple was keen to stress the anti-stalker measures it had implemented. First off, if an AirTag that you do not own moves with you, and the owner is not also doing so, you'll see an alert pop up on your iPhone, informing you that an AirTag is moving with you. Second, if you don't own an iPhone, an audible alarm will eventually be triggered to alert you that an AirTag is nearby. Third, if you find an unknown AirTag on you, you can scan it with either an iPhone or an Android phone, and it will take you to an Apple webpage which explains how to remove the battery to disable it. And four, every AirTag has a serial number, so law enforcement can obtain owner details from Apple with a court order. But groups who work with victims of domestic abuse say that these protections are inadequate in general, and especially so in the case of someone who lives with an abusive partner. In particular, the 3-day timer before an audible alert is played has been criticized, because 3 days is a very long time to be tracked without your knowledge, and Android users do not receive the alert on their screen, letting them know that an AirTag is moving with them. The report from the Washington Post carried out several different tests trying to figure out just how adequate Apple's stalking prevention measures are. The report explains that after the writer placed an AirTag in his bag, his colleague was able to find his whereabouts with remarkable precision. The pop-up alert on his iPhone worked well, and he was alerted multiple times. But the alert only appears at home and other primary locations, so this may not protect against an abusive partner. The report also pointed out that there is an option in the Find My application to turn off all of these item safety alerts, and you do not have to enter your iPhone's passcode or authenticate with Face ID to do so. So one party in an abusive relationship could take the other person's phone and disable all of these safety alerts completely. So the Washington Post calls on Apple to work with Google to make a standard that gives Android users the same pop-up alerts as iPhone owners, suggesting that it could be based on the same technology that Apple and Google developed for COVID-19 contact tracing. Furthermore, Apple has said that it can adjust the 3-day timer before an audible alert is played on the server side, so this is also an easy adjustment that Apple could make to further improve their anti-stalking features. So ultimately, while Apple is doing more than some of the competition in this industry, the early reports are that Apple should be held to a higher standard because of the sheer size of the Find My network and the fact that AirTags can update regularly with location data just by being near the hundreds of millions of iPhones that are currently out there. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.